Hi, this is Anna B. I've just attended a Supernova convention in Sydney, Australia, where I went to see the panel for Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher, who are well known on that TV show, Lois and Clark: The New Adventures of Superman. Show went for 4.5 years, and before it ended, but they did have a 5-year season, but they ended the story with a sort of cliffhanger, and we never knew what actually happened at the end. Terry has worked also on Desperate Housewives, where you would have seen her, and they both recently worked on Supergirl. This is Terry Hatcher's first convention, and it was great seeing her. She felt so comfortable. Dean and Terry were both charming and nice to their fans. They were both happy to be back together on stage and see each other after all this time. Favorite moments they said for on the show was Terry, the honeymoon episode, and for Dean, it was when he proposed to Lois and she asked, "Who is asking, either Superman or Clark?" And I really remember that episode so well because I was a big fan of this show when it was on. Dean went on to say that their show was different to all the other Supermans, that the show was created more for the characters of Lois and Clark and their relationship, and that Clark was the character who became Superman through his disguise, and that the show was different because it also had comedy and romance in it. A story also focused on Lois and her growth and discovery of being a working woman. And let her feel love and show that instead of just being Lois chasing after a story all the time. They both believe that Christopher Reeve was the best Superman. Hear, hear. Terry says that it was very different growth experience for her working in LA as a woman. Because each time she got a new show, she felt she had to reinvent herself each time, especially after Superman. And then she went on to work on Desperate Housewives, so she had to reinvent herself totally after each show. She also had to do that when she went on Supergirl, because she said she's never played an evil role before, and of course she did in that role. The fans asked about Sir Roger Moore, and apparently Dean Cain was a good friend of his, and they both feel that he was one of the best James Bonds, and he certainly was. They enjoyed their time working on Supergirl. They would have liked that their paths might have crossed, they could have had a scene together, but that was not to be. If they both could have a superpower, I think Dean said his ability to fly, but it was more like teleporting and see through things with those X-ray visions. And Terry, for her, it was to be able to cloak. They would both like to have the show rebooted to see where they would have ended up 20 years later, probably married, having kids. Yeah, and I'd love to see them together in this show again to see where that would have left. They both loved working with the guest stars they had, and Dean, particular, like with Tony Curtis and Raquel Welch, who he was able to get to kiss. And of course, he went home one evening and said, "Hey, Dad, guess who I kissed today? Raquel Welch." And his dad was just like, "Oh, you lucky so and so." We got to Terry. Sang for us a few lines of "I Got a Crush on You," which she sang on the show, and she still got it. She certainly has. Dean's a big Twitterer, loves to tweet, and Terry loves the wardrobe on Superman, especially like the A-line, the pencil skirts, had that sort of 60s feel about it. And the only regret she had when the show ended that she didn't take any of the wardrobe. And I think any actor, they always like to take something as a memorabilia when they take something. And I have to say, it was just great to see them both on the stage after all these years. They both were so fun to watch and to listen. And I hope one day we might get to see them again. So you can see my tweets. I'm on Twitter on @traveler15. I also am around doing the blogs and reviews on Arrow with Mike on iwatchmike.com. So you can both find us there. And it was a great day listening to the panel.